Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I think part of the problem in America and with the American crowds is like there's no self-policing at all.
No,
like, that's how crowds work.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
We are here with Aoife O'Rourke. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Congratulations on your medal.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Are you buzzing? Like, you've obviously been boxing for a long time. You have so many titles to your name. But am I right in saying this is your first world championship gold?
Yeah. So, yeah, I had won the Europeans. And then the next ambition was to try and win the Worlds, especially after my baby sister had done it.
Yes.
So that was definitely one I was on the hunt for. And yeah, it was incredible to go out and win the championship then in Liverpool.
I did want to ask that. The fact that she got it in 2022, she was 20, was she?
Yeah.
And it was one of her first like big boxing events.
First elite competition. Like, she hadn't even an All-Ireland to her name. It doesn't make sense, but like her boxing just went from strength to strength. Like, yeah, she put in the work, and I suppose that's what you get out of it when you put in the hard work behind the scenes, and then you can get the rewards are there for you.
Obviously, you were so proud of her, I'm sure. Did it annoy you even the slightest? sister jealousy? You know?
I think it was always fuel. It was fueling me, and yeah, just adding fuel to the fire, I suppose.
Are you happy so now that you can both say you are world champions? I mean,
yeah,
what
like,
an insane
look
thing.
At that's incredible. And like, to be two sisters from the same household on the same boxing team representing Ireland, like, it is it's history and it's incredible achievement for both of us. Yeah, so just delighted to be adding my name to herbs alongside world championships champions, but also the likes of Keish Taylor, Kelly Harrington, Michael Conlon, all them that have won it as well.
And is it earlier this year that you two were both in finals in Serbia?
At the earlier this year, we had World Championships as well, and we both came away with silver. So that was a massive achievement for me. That silver medal means a lot to me too. That was my first world medal, and I'd never succeeded very well at World Championships before. So to have two world medals to my name in 2025 is class.
What do you think is the difference this year, maybe that's getting you over the line?
I think I've kind of like taken a lot of pressure, expectations off myself and enjoying the sport more. Like when you're going into a big moment of a 9-minute fight, the last thing you want is the world worrying about whether you're going to get a medal or not, like, because then you're taken away from your performance. And I suppose performance is what is going to get you over the line, and how well you can deal with this pressure. And there's always going to be pressure there, but it's about how you deal with it. And I think maybe that's what I'm coping with better.
Was there almost an element of a home feeling in Liverpool rather than Serbia?
Yeah, I suppose like over the road, but it's only across the water. And, like, I had all my family there, which was class, friends as well that were over, and people from our hometown. So to have that and to hear them when, like, you're in the middle of a fight and, you know, it's reached a moment where you're like, oh my God, I'm exhausted or whatever. But then you hear the cheers of the Irish and it just drives you on again. So that support was this next level. Like, you don't get that everywhere you go.
And do you think there's a reason that you and your sister are both so good at boxing? You're from a family of five sisters, is it?
Yeah.
Do any of the others box?
If Ailish is listening to this, she'd be laughing. But she actually does have she went to the All-Irelands, it's a good few years ago, and she has a silver medal. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I suppose three of us did box, but two of us have only kind of taken it to the next level.
Did you two, like, fight it all growing up? Is there anything that spurred this?
Yeah, there was plenty of, you know yourself, four sisters.
I can imagine.
They're my clothes, that's mine, this is hers. So there was plenty of that growing up, but yeah, we've been taking our aggression out in the ring, I suppose.
And did you realise at the time, like going in Serbia, that you were the first sisters to ever both, because it was all in hindsight, like that you guys were the first to ever both be competing for a final?
Yeah, no, that wasn't until after when we came out of the ring, and that was news to us, like, but I remember thinking back, like, it was so special, really, really special to do that together.
Did you, like, does it help? Does it hinder? Like, being able to watch her, does that ever make you nervous, like, about how she's going to get on?
She was the fight just before me in Serbia, and, like, I was standing waiting to walk out to my fight, and I was waiting for the commentators to hear who had won, like,
wow.
and then I heard she lost, and I was like, okay, just brush that off now, focus on me getting into the ring. And to be fair, like, I do think I can step aside and just be present for what I need to do and focus in that moment, but it's always at the back of your head, and you're like, you know, you just want to go and give her a hug nearly, but like the minute I stepped into the ring, I could hear her roaring from the side, so you know she was straight out supporting me.
Do you do a lot of your training together?
Yeah, so all our boxing and that would be together. As strength and conditioning and running and stuff like that, we would do separate sessions at times, and then we'll come together if we plan to do a race or anything like that, and practice some partner workouts. And we do train together, but we also do our own thing as well.
So is that where the idea of competing in a Hyrox came?
Yeah, it just kind of, I don't even remember where it came from. I think it's just our love for fitness in general. Like, we love training, and the harder the better. And this Hyrox challenge was music to our ears, and we just wanted to give it a go and see where we were at. And yeah, one thing led to another, and we qualified for a world championships, and we're like, feck it, let's go. And we had amazing support from Casey's garage in Roscommon, like, that got us over to Chicago. And you know, it just meant all these support that you have coming behind you, like, gets you to these places. Like, it's not easy to go to all this by yourself, and so we're grateful for them, and that kind of gave us the driving force to be like, yeah, let's go and give it our best shot. But at the same time, we'd no pressure, and we didn't really have massive expectations. We knew we could do well, maybe top 10 or top 15, but to be honest, a gold medal was not, like, that was not in our vocabulary at that time. Like, it was just about enjoying it, and like, we made a family holiday out of it, and I got to see some friends from Chicago as well, that they looked after us so well. So yeah, it just made the whole trip, it was amazing, really, really good. Yeah.
Is there something about Hyrox that, like, oh, you said you can't remember why you got into it, but I mean, there's so many other fitness kind of trends. What was it that spurred you guys towards Hyrox?
I think I had done one as an individual back in Dublin back in like 2023, and then to be honest, it was actually my boxing coach, Dee from the Institute, and he's the one that mentioned this Hyrox to me. He's like, I think you'd love it. I'd never heard of it. And I remember after he showed me a video, of course, I went researching it myself, and I was like, oh my God, there's one in Dublin. Like, I'll have to try and get a ticket. And I had no training. Like, I didn't understand the race or knew how it was run. I just rocked up to the RDS that year, and like, I was just like, yeah, I'll give it a go. And I think that probably was like, gave me the hunger to go again, and told Lisa about it, and she was like, yeah, it looks like something I do. So yeah, before we knew it, we just kind of had bought tickets for the next race, and there we were. And then we said, let's partner up, because you can do it as a double, so that's kind of a bit nicer as well. You're not left by yourself for the full over an hour of a workout. But yeah, so when you have the doubles there, you can share the stations, but you still both do the running together. And it's nice, like, when you're dying halfway through the race and the other one will bring you on and get you going again, or vice versa. So it's a...
You'd be looking over your shoulder now the next fight, being like, come on, Lisa, come in here, throw a punch for me, please.
Where are you? Yeah, no, it's good. It's great to do something in pairs as well, because obviously in the ring you're individually. Now we have a great team, and you know, all our staff, our coaches and other teammates, but at the end of the day, we are in literally a square by yourself, and your corner can shout in all the tactics they want, but it's at the end of the day, it's up to you to implement them and survive in the ring as well, like. So then to do something on a different scale where you're in a team as a double is lovely too.
Amazing. And yeah, you spoke about like the mental pressures of boxing and kind of getting away from that at times. Does Hyrox help with that? Like, especially because you say it's for fun, really.
Yeah, exactly. Like, our main priority is boxing, and the Olympics is always the dream and getting there. And then these World Championships, European Championships are just stepping stones along the way. And then Hyrox is something where it's just, it's a bit of fun. Like, it is fun for us, but at the same, now I'd be lying if I said we didn't put the head down and get serious when we get to the start line. Like, of course we're going to give it our best.
Competitive nature.
That's in our nature. So yeah, it is, it's all fun and games, but we're still able to switch on when we want to, and we do that as well at the start line in a Hyrox. So
would you like to see, I mean, obviously for you it's boxing, but there's talk about Hyrox potentially becoming an Olympic sport in like 2032, or that's what they want to do with it. Would you like to see that?
Oh, absolutely. Like, the more sports, the better in the Olympics. Why not, you know? I think it's such an inclusive sport for everyone of all fitness abilities, and it's just anyone can do it. Like, it's, and you can compete against your own time. You don't have to compete against the person running beside you. Compete against what your last personal best time was, and it's nice that way too. And it's such a busy event. Like, once the race starts, there's so many heats and waves happening that nobody knows where you are on the course, and you have all the supporters, but like, at the end of the day, people aren't looking. Oh, you can't tell if somebody's in first place or second or where they are, so you're just kind of running your own race and trying to improve for yourself.
Is it cheeky to ask, would you struggle to pick one if it was in the Olympics? Like, if both boxing and Hyrox were in there? Probably is
I
cheeky
wouldn't
to
call
ask.
It yet, but yeah, look, it's just, but no, it doesn't matter what you're doing. I think nothing's guaranteed, and you have to enjoy the journey, because my coach said to me, I remember I was warming up for one of the fights in Liverpool at the Worlds, and he goes, you're living the best days of your life, and we don't even realise it. And that has stood out in my head, because we need to remain present, and this is all we have, is the here and now. And I don't even want to be getting too far ahead thinking about LA. If I qualify, great, absolutely, like, that would be the goal. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. There's more to life, and I can't control what's going to happen between now and then, you know. There's going to be a lot of competitions. I'm going to have setbacks. It's not all going to be smooth sailing. So taking it one year at a time, 1 month at a time, one competition, one training block, like, you know, just breaking it down into small, manageable pieces as well.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Amazing.
Yeah, that must come into effect in the ring as well, does it, that mindset? I can't imagine.
You can't plan for the nine minutes and expect it to go by textbook. Like, we're given tactics, but you have to be so adaptable. You don't know what your opponent's thinking or what their plan is. You might have all the sparring and the video footage, but anyone can change their game plan, and you have to be adaptable. And as our coaches say, it's round by round, minute by minute. And if they shout in, you know, what the plan was before the fight, plan B, you have to be adaptable to plan B, like, as soon as things need to switch up. So, yeah, being flexible, being adaptable, it's all part of it.
Was it weird transitioning into, like, a bit of a solo sport? Obviously, you have your team. But did you play GA mostly growing up? I read somewhere that you only picked up boxing.
That's why I started boxing. Yeah. I was playing with my club, and now I wasn't that county level or anything. But the boxing club opened up, and a few girls had gone, and they were saying how great the fitness was, how tough the training was, and I was like, well, I may go because I need to get fitter for boxing or for football. And our coach Paddy Sharkey, like, once I entered them doors, you know, he was like a father to us. The endless hours he put into us, training sessions, bringing us around the whole of Ireland, getting sparring. You know, I don't think I was going to be walking away from the sport when I had him there. Like, so it just kind of took off. It was one thing after another, and before I knew it, I was representing Ireland. Like, this wasn't the dream or anything. Like, when I was growing up, it was just kind of all, I just kind of kept going with the flow and working hard along the way, and this is where it got me.
Was there a bit of an immediate, like, oh, I'm actually kind of good at this?
Oh, I don't know when I kind of thought that. Or not at the start, anyways. I couldn't even get into the ring without laughing. Like, it was just pure fun. Like, it was a bit of crack at the time. And my friends were doing it from school too, so that just made it enjoyable, and I wanted to go down to the club and train.
Has there been a bit of an uptake in the village, in the local club?
Yeah, there's plenty of kids and loads more champions, I'm sure, coming up through the ranks. Yeah, the club is flying it down there, so hopefully we've inspired a few to chase their dreams as well.
I'm sure you have, and just lastly, well, unless you have any more questions. Yeah. I'm just curious, lastly, would you encourage people to kind of take up a sport at any age? Because obviously you haven't been doing it forever, but look where
you are. I was 16, I'd say, before I stepped into a boxing ring, so it doesn't just, you don't have to start from once you're a toddler. You can. Why wouldn't you take it up any time? And we're all adults, and we can learn quickly, and you just don't know what's out there for you. You don't know what's out there for you, and what's for you won't pass you. So I think, yeah, absolutely, if there's something you want to do, go out and give it a go. What's the worst? It doesn't happen, like, you know. So
you're the best guest.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you
so much. It was so great chatting to you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Right, Lisa, welcome. We were just chatting to you. Thank you for chatting to us. We were just chatting to your sister Aoife about obviously her gold medal. She was saying your kind of win in 2022 was spurring her along all these years.
She was slating you.
Yeah, basically.
I used to have the upper hand on her on that one, but now I don't anymore, so I'm going to have to push on again now. Get something.
Were you happy watching her though?
Yeah,
despite
it was a bittersweet, you know, me losing out here at the quarterfinals, but having her to watch her, and I knew like a world medal, a gold one especially, she had her eye on for a long, long time. So to see her get that finally, and especially after how Paris didn't go as well as she'd like, so it was just what she deserves. And if it was anyone, I'm not just saying that because I've seen, because she's my sister, but I've seen all the hard work and everything she's done and left no stone unturned, so it's what she deserves. So it was magical watching her nearly,
amazing. And do you guys like spur each other on? Does having each other there make you work harder almost?
Yeah, I know that I'm saying before to people, it's kind of like a healthy rivalry or something, you'd say, because yeah, we're just pushing, and we're both like, think we train hard and just trying to drive off one another and make us both to be the best we can be. And there's, look, she's strengths in some things and be better than me at another thing, so just even to learn off each other. And it's great to have her as a teammate on the team, and just even for sharing rooms alone, like, it's just,
I never thought about that.
Yeah, so handy. Like, it's, or if you forget something, like, oh, you feel like that, you know. So it's great. Like,
do you swap like kitten bits?
No, not so much. Like, we still would always have our stuff, but just if you forget the odd thing here and there, like simple thing as charger for your watch or something, like Ashley'll have it, you know, or, you know, so we know what each other brings, so you know, like, just
She's
handiness.
Always playing the older sister role, so.
Yeah, well, she's the older.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Let me make that clear. Are you the youngest?
Yeah, there's five girls in the house, so I'm the youngest. Everyone always thinks we're like the same age and Aoife, but there's actually 5 years between us.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah, and so I'd be like, no, I'm younger, so just so like, you know, I actually am.
I'm sure people ask you this all the time, but was her being successful and getting into boxing a bit of an inspiration for you to get into it? Is that how you found the sport? Or?
Yeah, so Aoife started, she went in with her friends for like kind of Gaelic football fitness. And then, like at the time, I was like, no, like not for girls. And I wouldn't be the girly type. I just was like, no, we don't do that in our house. Like, yeah, and she was stuck at it for probably like a year or that. And she was like, just come, I'm telling you. Like, and eventually I went in and I was as nervous as could be. And I just didn't leave it since. It was just, I think, just the structure of the training. And like, it was intense, but it was like as hard you pushed yourself. And yeah, I just loved it since and kept going at it through the years. And then here I am today.
Was there a kind of an instant moment, so when you were in there, or did it take a while to say, this is something I want to get better at?
If you asked me back then, would Aoife go to the Olympics and would you bring home a world medal? I'd be like, no. No, we didn't have that expectation, I don't think. It was probably once Aoife went to Tokyo and really inspired me to really try and get high in the sport, and that it was possible. Like, we just because, like, not underestimating ourselves, saying like it wasn't possible to get to that level of pinnacle of sport and get into Olympics. So she's definitely motivated me and still always will. And even in recent, bringing home the gold medal, like, it just showed you never give up. Like,
Was it hard for you, obviously, last year, because you, I presume, were trying to make the Olympics, and then Aoife went, but you didn't with the weight class situation. Was that tough?
Yeah, I suppose I was trying to not be too hard on myself. I had gone through a kind of a period of injuries. I broke had three breaks in my hand, and was probably rushing back to try and get back to one thing and then the next, and it just wasn't the best. And then the new weight class of I probably just wouldn't be naturally for that weight, but it was just, I didn't want to take the easy option and be like, no, like, hand it, not that the other girls got it handed to them, but just like, why not try? The worst thing happens is you don't go. And so it wouldn't say it was very, very difficult, but like, you obviously want to be there yourself. And but then, like, no one, it wasn't like I couldn't try for it again. Like, there's a few more years down the road again, and LA is on the card. So, like, just focus on that and trying to get as better as much as I can and grow and develop. And then, please God, we will be going to LA. It's just time will tell.
And how did you decide? Because I know for LA they've introduced a weight class that you already compete in. Is it the 17?
So that is the new one of the new Olympic weights. So it definitely suits me a lot better than the 66. It was just a bit more, I suppose, miserable, you know, like for eating out and that. You were just more conscious and not sure of like wing cutting, and just it was all new, the new weight class. So knowing that 70s on the Olympic weights is definitely great, and
it was important to you to not fight each other.
I was gonna say, how did you decide to go down?
I think mother would give out. She wouldn't have it for starters. She'd be like, no. And we wouldn't see sport to that extent where you have to fight against your sibling to get a spot, and like that. No, when I am 5 years younger, it was just
to emphasize that again.
Yeah. But knowing like I could have a few more years longer in the sport, then like Aoife would hit the, not saying she's retiring in 3 years, but she more than likely would retire before me. So like, I definitely would have given her that extra chance, and my time would come. Like, and I do believe my time will come. It's just a matter of when, we don't know.
It's so selfless.
Yeah, that must have been hard to, like, did you talk about that together, or did you come to that?
No, I think like when she was always been at that 75 class weight, like, it was just, I wasn't going to take that from her, and she like deserved that spot. So it was only an option, and I definitely took the hand of just saying I'm going to try for 66 and see how it works out. And unfortunately it didn't, but look, at everything falls into place, so it'll be fine.
How was that decision made in the end? once you made the cuts, or did you successfully go through kind of and competed at that 66?
Yeah, so I had, I think, 2 internationals at it at the weight class, and brought home, now they weren't major, the competition, brought home a gold in one of them, and then the other one I got knocked out in, I don't know, was it my second fight in the competition? And it was just, I still competed, like assessed and everything, but just timing, I suppose, with not getting a kind of good flow of training. Next thing, you'd be over the break, be over the rehab and back, and you think you're back, but then next thing, the break will go again, and then yeah, that happened to me 3 times. And,
oh, gosh.
So the next thing, the girls were going to qualifiers, and then Bronya, of course, qualified at the end. So, Bronya's been a girl, an amazing athlete. She's been through the ups and downs of sport, and to see her go to Paris, like, it's definitely a highlight to watch her do that. Because you've seen, when you see someone go through the rough end of sport, like, and then you see them at the pinnacle of sport, is amazing. And then watching, of course, herself along with Patsy, bringing home the bronze. Definitely something they deserve, like when you're training alongside the team and you do see the hours and the work they put in. So,
did the break teach you a bit of patience, something that you hadn't had to
tackle
before?
I think actually it like you'd be complaining, and I don't know, was it my second or third break? Like it was kind of getting frustrating, you know, having injuries and you're like, oh, is it just not meant to be or whatever? And I think it was like a few days later after my break, and I was always one who just went back into the gym no matter what, was tipping bags at one hand. But I went into the S&C area and I seen Ellen Keane with in doing S&C, and of course Ellen with her was training away, and I was like, if I can be in a cast for 6 weeks and like grow up, Lisa. I was like, people have to deal with this every single day of your life, and she definitely was inspiring to me, like, and just it was class to see, like, I think she was doing power cleans or something with the barbell, and I was like just complaining. I was just like, there's worse things going on in the world, like it could be worse, so just keep driving on, and like your time will come. So
hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Amazing. Such an incredible mindset to have.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about your time with Roscommon, ladies, because we were doing a bit of digging, and I found your name on a team sheet at the end of March when you were at a Boxing World Championships in the middle of March.
Yeah.
How did you manage the two of them like that?
Yeah, I suppose, I think it's nearly Jay is one of them sports that you just saw as everyone nearly dips into it, but I always through the years do like love the team sport at the same time, and I never really completely pulled away from it, and they have been so good to me, Roscommon, the management and the girls are such a lovely bunch, and they understand that I am training and competing at a high level, so they were very accommodating to me through the years. And yeah,
Sorry, not to put you on the spot.
I came home, and then a day or two later, they had one of their final games, and I was on the team sheet, but like that, they'll always include you, but you wouldn't have any intention to be going starting on 15 or that, but it was lovely just to be kept in the loop and be there for the girls, and like that, you see the hours like many other county teams that put in. So, it is something. I don't know how I'm fixed for next season, but we'll see. And yeah, no, it's just great to be involved in team sport, I think, too.
Did you play in the club championship this year?
No, because I was going to, where were we? Liverpool. And then we were in Sheffield. So it was kind of just, I didn't feel it was fair to be just turning up and that. But I was there supporting them when I could. And yeah, I love club too. Like, they're like everyone. You can't beat all the people at home, you know.
Does it give you the team element of it? Does it give you a bit of a break from, because we were talking to your sister about sometimes boxing can be so tough mentally because it's just you. And obviously you have your team around you, but in the ring it's just you.
Yeah, it is nice to just, it can be lonely in the ring. And then it's nice to go to football, even though people always still ask you how's training going and that. But it's nice to just switch off and not really be in the boxing. And I suppose, but I not that I don't take football serious, but it's just a bit less intense. And but I do always try to remember that, like, some of your teammates, it is their number one sport. So you're like, it doesn't mean you're going in to disrupt or not take the piss or have the crack, but just know that they're taking it very serious and want to get to, not that I still wouldn't want to get to finals and win and all that, but just because I might have a less bit of serious, because it's not my number one sport, doesn't mean I wouldn't take that away from the girls. You know? Yeah.
Do you get pulled up on the physicality a lot playing ladies football?
Sometimes, but I just get used to it now at this stage. So if you see an odd yellow card, I just start walking before they even take me, shout my name and walk off. Like, but I know I have improved. But
I was going to ask, was that always a thing before you even started boxing, or did that come with?
Probably a bit of both, but then like every ref is different, so they all have different kind of standards. So in a way, so
it's literal muscle memory as well, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, you just. I'm one for just all in or nothing, like, you know.
And we've heard you've channeled some of that aggression into a new sport a little bit.
yeah, the high rock. So it used to be kind of something we did on the QT, and now it's kind of everyone knows nearly. They nearly asked more about the high rock in boxing, but
we probably did that.
we only had our first race, I think, last January, and we just thought it was, since we both love training and love just sport in general, why not give it a go? I mean, you could do it as a double. Aoife had done it as a solo before this, and then we paired up as a double, and we went to Manchester as our first one, and yeah, we won that, and that qualified us for the Worlds, and then we both ended up qualifying as individuals too for the world, so we said why not go to Chicago. Neither of us had been to America, so we went out there with our mom and dad, had a great time, and ended up winning it in the double. So it was a great trip in a way. Like, we didn't go with any pressure or nothing, like, just going. And I think I love that about the high rocks, and you have your time, and it's just trying to take the smallest margin away from improving, and then doing it as a team is much nicer. Again, like when you do a solo and then you do a double, you just be like, let's do a double, like, they're way nicer. But it's a great sport as well, all the same. Like, the skill level isn't too high, and then when you go to an actual high rocks event, you see every level. Like, it's not just an athlete doing the workout, like, there's any level and any age, so I think that's amazing that anyone can do it.
Class. I suppose lastly I just want to ask you, what is, I suppose, the next big goal for you? You've already got a world title under the belt. I know that was a while ago, but what's kind of the next big thing?
I suppose LA, like, is definitely the long-term kind of focus, and just keep training away and see. Obviously not certain of competition next year, but hopefully, please God, get plenty of competition and international sparring, and just it's all a path, I suppose, to LA, and just take what I can, take every opportunity between there and then, and please God it'll pan out, and just have to put in the hard work and see.
Amazing. Well, best of luck.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Philip, first of all, congratulations on the medal in the World Championships in Shanghai.
Cheers.
Well done. It's good to be back.
It's lovely to be back, although I missed the 30-odd degrees. Like, we did nothing but sweat for the last 48 hours when I was there, because before the racing, you're in the aircon and everything, but then we went into the city for like 2 days at the end because we finished on Friday. So I was just sweating all day, every day, sweating. That's 5 or 6 hours. So,
had you been there before?
No, never. I've been out that kind of direction, but never like I experienced that kind of heat and stuff, but never been to China before. No, it was fabulous.
Yeah. Good food.
The food was class. Everyone told me beforehand, they were like, oh, you know, I didn't eat for 6 days when I went, I didn't do this. And they're like, oh, don't eat the street food. I had street food. I had everything. We went to this place that was like, there was all the only Chinese people there that didn't speak a word of English. There was complete,
you know, it's good.
Yeah.
By pointing at stuff. €3 for lunch.
Ah, oh, yeah, that's when you know you've hit the sweet spot.
And noodles and nuts and all these spices, and then these big pork dumplings.
We could use that in Dublin now.
Yeah, I'll even charge you for it.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean, the €3 lunches. but you, this was only your fourth race with Fintan, is that correct?
Well, the final was the fourth race, yeah.
Final was the fourth.
The first, yeah.
And did
second,
did you, going out there, did you expect the kind of success you had?
It's always difficult because rowing so much about how cohesive it is. You know, like you could have two lads who are Olympic champions and they could just fall apart. So it's all about like give and take and learning how to get the most out of the other person. And I think we both use our experience to get the best result. And yeah, like when we went there, we knew we had the potential to be very good. I think then as the regatta went on, we built in confidence. But yeah, the final, I think, it was just a tough race, but I think we came out well in the end, because there's every bump that was lining up there. We were like, oh, we need to watch them. Oh, we need to watch. Yeah, geez, we need to watch. But the boat beside us were Romanians. They were the Olympic champs, and they had beaten us in the semi-final in like the last bit of the race. So we were like, right, we need to watch them, essentially, because they're probably favourites to win it. So we need to really make sure we push off them early and try and get it done. But then within 500 metres, we were like 10 metres ahead of them. I was like,
change of plan.
Plan B.
Well, plan's great now. But like with rowing, once from the gun to the line, you're at probably like 95% of your capacity is probably the lowest you ever get to go. And then you go to 100 at the end, 110 sometimes if you have it. And like, so there's not much time for mental arithmetic and figuring things out as you're going down the track. So it was a bit of a like, geez, what do we do now? And then the race is good, yeah, enjoyable.
Do you talk to each other in those moments, or is it just like
I
mental?
I speak a little bit, just like one word. Like just, we have a few trigger words that we like try and use. So like at certain parts, we want to focus on certain things. But at one stage, I think I said, silver, push for gold. Like when we were coming through, and then because at this stage Serbia were starting to drop back and we were kind of coming for Poland, and I was like, well, this is going wild. and we were moving really quickly with about 750 meters to go, and I was like, let's break, I think I said, like, let's break Serbia, push for gold. And we started really moving, and I looked down and our speed was 1:29 per 500, and now that would have us, oh, that's above world record speed. And then all of a sudden we started feeling a wee bit heavier, and it's like, okay, we've blown the gasket, now we just need to hold on to the finish. So that's when Serbia kind of came through us, but we at that stage we had done enough to separate, you know, from the into the medals, and then it was just what colour it was going to be. So rowing's so simple but so complex all at the same time.
Is that where that little bit of inexperience in rowing together, do you think, came in?
I think it's a little bit of inexperience in just that heavyweight division and being together, like the expectations of what other athletes are able to, like if Serbia had just been, you just decided the heat was a bit too much and they didn't push as hard, we would have stayed. So, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's the complexities of heavyweight rowing, are the speeds of the boat change way more, and people can find something because they're just a wee bit bigger and stronger. They can find something from somewhere out of nowhere at the end of a race, take you by surprise. So I think that's where the complexity lies. But I think together as a partnership, we executed pretty well on the day.
Does it get even more complex now coming up to LA, the fact that there is no men's doubles lightweights and you've got even more people coming into the heavyweights?
I think we're going to need to create another space for people to perform, because the double is obviously Ireland's bread and butter, whether it's lightweight or heavyweight. You know, we've done exceptionally well in that category over the last few years, seem to be a bit specialists in it almost, but I think we're going to need to make room for a four-man boat or another boat class that we start to perform in LA. But the problem is that all of a sudden then you need six athletes at that level. We sort of like four or five athletes around that now, so we need it. I think some of the young lads are going to have to, or they are coming up to sort of fill that gap. And I think then all of a sudden we might have a problem where we need to find another. We might have to find three, but yeah, it's exciting, you know, for the next 3 years.
And what's your plan now? Obviously, I know you were kind of focusing on doing some work with, it was training with the NHS, was it?
Yeah.
In the past year, or getting that next step. Then you went back to rowing, and now you're starting work again?
Yeah, I'm starting tomorrow. Back to work tomorrow. I would have started earlier, but I think I needed a day after traveling.
I think they'll allow that, hopefully. Yeah. Do they?
Go in with the medal around your neck instead of the stethoscope.
I think the NHS don't really care. They have bigger problems to worry about. So, but no, it's nice. It's like a hospital near enough where I'm from. So I'll go back in. I just work locum shifts in there and help out as often as I can. They take you 8 days a week if they could give you 8 days a week. And there's always plenty of work. There's always people need to be seen. So I'll be in the nurse's department there tomorrow, and all weekend, and next week, and the week after that. But Fintan and I are racing in Boston soon, so I need to get to make sure I'm keeping the training up a little bit. I was back training yesterday, so.
So do you do that like full time alongside the work?
Well, the training will be a wee bit more relaxed for this next race. It's a bit more of a social race, but we still will, you know, we want to win it. And there's a lot of the Olympians and world champions will be over there at it, because we'll all see it as a bit of a, but then it becomes a wee bit more competitive than it needs to be. But yeah, I'll do it alongside for a few days, and then after that, I'll just focus on work for a week or two and then back to training.
I know it's a question you are probably sick of answering, but when you are working as a doctor and doing crazy hour shifts, is it just that you're accepting that you can't put as much effort in maybe as a full-time athlete at the time, and then when you're training you're just giving it extra, or are you working it that you're always going to be 100%, you know?
You have to take a step back, and I always call it like the kindness rule, that you have to learn when to be kind to your body and yourself. Because ultimately, yeah, you might train harder for a day or two, but then you might completely wipe yourself for a week. So you're safer trying to keep as much consistency and maybe dropping the overall load training wise, so that you be more continuous and consistent in the training than like be like, oh yeah, I'm Superman, I can do this. I can train 100, 200 and something kilometers a week and work 40, 50, 60 hours a week and I'll be class. And then all of a sudden you're like chest infection, throat infection, sore head, like bad sleep, you know, and then it's just this run bad luck, but it's from not being able to manage it. So I always have this kindness rule where, you know, if there's a day when you're like I'm just wrecked, and people are always like, that's the day, those are the reps that count, that's nonsense. You're safer taking that day, relaxing the body, getting back up, and then hitting the next 5 days harder and making up for it, you know, spread it out over the next 5 days and add it in, rather than just killing yourself and then you end up wrecked.
Yeah. We're running out of time and I don't want to keep you too long, but I want to ask you quickly, I read somewhere that you're planning on building a gym in your house to kind of help with the training alongside work.
Yeah.
And you're going to document it on Instagram. Well, so then of course I had to go have a look at your Instagram and your TikToks, and they're very good. Is that something you're like trying to do more?
I have been criticised heavily over the last few years for it, but I think... I enjoy it. It's a way of like me getting across that sort of insider look into the athlete lifestyle. It's turned out to be, you know, bring a lot of nice opportunities. I wouldn't say you kind of fall naturally into that influencer type realm, but I try and stay away from that.
Okay.
But you get to work with some great brands. You get to work with brands like McKeever, and it brings about a lot more possibilities in the commercial and corporate space that maybe aren't known by some other athletes. Like the Athletics girls are very good at maximizing that space. It just gives me another avenue. I've had some great experiences. Like I've been racing Formula One cars around Silverstone, and I've got up to the golf, and just getting a unique perspective. I always say, the girlfriend, I say, are you just an influencer that I take on brand? But no, it's great. I really enjoy it. And I would love to do more in rowing. They asked us over there, what's one interesting thing you have in your bag? And I always have a drone with me.
Oh, that's so cool.
Nobody else can fly it, so there's no point, because whenever I'm rowing, I can't take anything.
You can't multitask, no.
One day, I'll be able to take more interesting footage and content. And I always say I'm going to like get a mic and talk to the camera more. And
we'll be
more
checking our bags, so coming out of here, making sure you haven't stolen anything.
I'll get more into it, and I'll do a bit. And I always, then I'm like, but like it is fun.
I feel that.
I do enjoy it. Yeah, I do enjoy it. And you're always wondering, oh, will it flop? People won't like it. People won't do this. But then at the start, when you didn't have any followers and no social presence, you just enjoyed it and you put out whatever and you just had fun with it. So sometimes I just don't even look at it. Like,
I think people love it as well. Like, yeah, we love getting an insight to what an athlete's life really looks.
Yeah, authentically.
A lot of the coaches will be like, oh, don't be sharing. Don't be giving away too much. Don't be sharing secrets. And that's, so we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just trying.
I'm going to be on the rowing machine at some stage.
Yeah, we're just trying really, really hard to get faster and fitter all the time. So people want to see that.
Absolutely.
And people are obsessed with what you eat. Obsessed.
Really?
Obsessed. Every time I'm like, oh, what would you like to see? Food. What do you eat? Food. What do you eat? Food. So we're
like, I suppose when you're consuming like 7,000 calories a day, people want to figure out where you're getting it.
Yeah. And I'm like, in fact, I've left some stuff out. It's getting too much.
Amazing. One final question, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Just Niall O'Carroll coming in as the head of the high performance. You've been a bit vocal before about challenging systems that maybe weren't working. Are you looking forward to sitting down with him, talking about the plan for the next year or two?
Absolutely. I think change is always good. And it's more, you can see change as something that's negative and try and hold on to what was in the past. Like what we had in the past really worked for me personally. And I maximized it and got the most out of it for what I needed to do. And I hope that Niall comes in and is able to work with us to get the most out of us individually, because, you know, I'm 33 years old. If he walks into a hospital, I'm the boss. So when he walks into the rowing center, he has to understand that he has to facilitate my goals and performance and help me become better from where I am. Like, I think coming in to kick it all down and rebuild is going to be the wrong way. So hopefully he comes in with a great mindset. He seems to be, you know, from what I know, which is very little, seems to have come from creating some good cultures in other performance environments. So it'll be great to see over the next sort of few months how that settles in and finds its way. And I think it'll be a long time before it starts to impact us, really, because we are so we're hyper independent. We're very like self-sufficient in what we do. You know, we kind of work away in the background and we have our own careers and personalities and our own respective rights. And, you know, we're not employees of Rowan Ireland. So he has to learn and has to be able to work within a system that we know will work for us. And I think as long as we do that, I think there's success in the future.
Yeah, I think he's about 15 years as a guard as well. So be well able for any shenanigans.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And
thanks
best
so
of luck.
Much.
Cheers.
For
everything.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.